When the next generation of electric cars arrive at the dealerships this fall and in the months thereafter, Sonoma County intends to be among the early adopters.
The county is going to buy approximately 30 electric vehicles over the course of the next 12 months after their release as a part of our fleet replacement program. Without additional funding, we're limited in terms of the number of vehicles that we can bring on, but we do have a plan to go with as many all-electric vehicles as we can in the next 12 months.
John Haig, the county's energy and sustainability manager, is quick to add that they are also rolling out an expanded network of charging stations to service those vehicles. All of them, so far, located on county properties.
The charging stations are the beginning of a countywide network that we've started to install at the county center for purposes of charging electric vehicles that we already have in the fleet and also making them available to the public should they want to charge. Basically, the concept is that county vehicles can charge for free based on county electricity, but public use of the chargers would have to be able to use a credit card or some sort of a smart card interface with the system to be able to pay for their charging.
The new electric cars are expected to have a range of about 100 miles before recharging. So a network of public charging stations is being planned to combat what is known as range anxiety, the electronic counterpart to running out of gas.
If you're able to go 50 or 60 miles in a trip and then charge all day while you're working, you can double your ability to do your travel.
Amy Bolton, a public information officer for the Sonoma County Water Agency, which is helping coordinate that effort, says doing that will require at least 100 additional locations.
We've been really working on a county-wide level. The entire geographical boundary of the county, not the county government, so that it's realistic for people to go out there and buy electric vehicles to where we can build upon what the county started and fill in our geographical area and include maps in a website so people can know where to go.
Reaching that goal, she adds, will mean finding willing partners among area employers where workers can recharge during the day, as well as business owners with sizable parking lots.
Best case would be to get them into grocery store parking lots, places where people spend some time. The problem is, as government, we don't have much control over that. That really has to be an investment from the private entity side.
But recharging takes a long time, at least with current technology. So John Haig predicts these public stations will be used mainly for emergencies or topping off.
We're setting up a governmental charging network available to the public for purposes of assuring people that they'll never be stranded without some place to go. And if the government can lead the way and show people how to do this, that it'll be okay for private individuals to do the same. But the charging network that we're anticipating for the public begins at home. You charge at home in the evening when the demand on the grid is not as great, and then you're able to drive your up to 100 miles and then charge only as necessary outside because it takes time to charge with this generation of batteries.
Sonoma County is part of a region-wide partnership seeking federal grant funds to install a network of charging stations from here to Sacramento to San Jose and points in between. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District has already allocated $428,000, including $43,000 to Santa Rosa and another $73,000 to the county to build a combined 50 charging stations here. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB.